I'm an assistant professor at Simon Fraser University, as well as an adjunct professor at MDM, which is a master's of digital media. I do several things. I do research on games, game design, as well as building tools for developing better games. The summer bootcamp was 3 weeks. It had students from grades 10 and 11 from high school. We had a lot of fun. It was basically the vision was to get the kids to think about ideas for interactive experiences, not necessarily games, but any kind of interactive experiences they think about, and start developing the ideas from a concept inception until a prototype using game engines like Game Maker, 2D game engines, and 3D game engines like Unreal Tournament, for example. We wanted to also have them collaborate in a group, and the group was about five kids, each group. And we wanted them to understand how they manage a project from beginning of inception of the idea until building the prototype, how to work together, how to understand each other's personality, how to work around each other's schedule. The first week we went through improv exercises as well as programming exercises and design exercises and art exercises. So it was a kind of a combination of several different disciplines. In the camp, we also wanted to stress on careers. So we had them do different field trips. Some were to universities like UBC and SFU. And we also did two other field trips to EA, who's a sponsor for the boot camp, and Radical Entertainment. And we wanted them to understand how people from different disciplines work together in these big companies, as well as how to put sound in, how to work in a bigger group, how to work as designers, what are the different careers that they can get into when they go into like a game type in industry.
Well, I'll tell you, I met the kids about 3 weeks ago when we did the tour at EA. And I was excited then because I met some incredibly intelligent, creative kids who were passionate about video games. Those are the kinds of kids that we absolutely love working with.
When we were selecting kids, we were looking for specific skills so that we can balance out the groups. So we wanted someone with project management skills, maybe mentoring skills. We also wanted some people who have artistic skills, different kinds of artistic skills, so digital arts as well as sculpture or other forms of arts, and design skills as well as programming skills. So we wanted to have groups that basically can function with the different skills that we get in there. One of the things that we're thinking about is doing another workshop in the spring, but looking at tangible computing, which is another area like the Wii now is using sensors. We're thinking about using sensors with games and see how different creative ideas that the kids can come up with using sensors and games. So we'll see where that goes.
I couldn't get over it. I got chills when it started, when I watched what these kids had produced in such a short time. I think we set the bar high, and what it showed me was that you set it high and they will leap to get over it. And these kids all did. I was so impressed. I was really proud.